U.S. forces in Afghanistan are investigating the accidental killing of 9 Afghan children in an air attack on Saturday. A U.S. military spokesman says the 9 Afghan children died along with the suspected terrorist in a coalition attack near the southern town of Ghazni. He says coalition forces had information that a leader of the ousted Taliban regime was in the area. The suspect was believed to have recently killed 2 road construction workers. In a statement, the U.S. military expressed regret for the children's deaths in the air attack and said the tragic incident is being investigated. A local Afghan official in the area says the airstrike was carried out after people inside the building fired at U.S. aircraft. Afghan authorities have also launched their own investigation into the attack. Ali Ahmad Jalali is Afghanistan's interior minister.
The government has asked for explanations and also has launched an investigation into the incident. Last night, the Ministry of Interior sent a team. They are already in the area, and I hope soon we will have more information about the case.
The United Nations has described the deaths of the children as profoundly distressing. Munel de Almeida y Silva is a spokesman for the United Nations mission in Afghanistan. He says the UN Secretary General's representative for the country has asked that the coalition's investigation be swift and its results made public. The spokesman says that civilian casualties from US-led coalition's attacks create a feeling of insecurity and fear among Afghans.
We are aware that obviously this is not intentional. We are aware that caution is taken. But these kinds of mistakes do have a negative impact among the population.
Hours after Saturday's airstrike, suspected Taliban insurgents kidnapped 2 Indian nationals working on a US-funded road project linking the capital to the southern city of Kandahar. On Sunday, Afghan authorities said suspected Taliban militants abducted 2 Turkish workers as they worked on a well-digging project just outside Kabul. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.